Yeah. All right, coming up next to the stage, we have a poet, Claire Swanson. Right? No, you're not the poet. I'm sorry. You are Claire Swanson.
I am not a poet. Oh, I shouldn't touch that. Okay. A lot of my poetry is just slamming things around. So, So the theme is intention, and most of you guys have probably seen me perform. Half of you probably know that I have a lot of weight loss material. A lot of my life has been about losing weight. I lost 180 pounds, 2 years ago, and I've gained some of it back because, like, I'm a fucking human, you know? And the thing about it that sucks so bad is like, it's so visual to everyone around you. Like, cause I'm addicted to, like, sugar. And, like, people that are addicted to alcohol, you don't, like, go, like, she's back on the wagon all the time, you know? But, like, you're like, she's eating a lot of cupcakes again. Somebody must have heard her. But it's true. So, like, I'm back onto it. But that's the thing is, it's like, our whole life is, like, learning who we are and, like, why we do things. So, like, I'm fucking figuring out this food thing still. But it's hard, man. I have some hot bits that I could do, but I could also just, like, talk about it. Who knows what we're going to do for the next 3.5 minutes. I don't know how much time I've done. But, like, the thing is like, people will ask you, they'll be like, what's your goal weight? What do you want to be? And I'm just like, whatever it is that if I walk into a bar and no guy likes me, it's because of my shitty personality. What number is that? That's the number I want. That's what I want. Like, how do we get there? And, like, I've had to change so much of my life for, like, food stuff. Like, I had to stop watching SVU and the news, and, like, because I'll be like, well, let's eat my feelings for the world. Like, what's happening in Syria? Why don't we have cake right now? Let's get all the cake right now. That'll help those refugees. If they had it, it might, but I'm just shoving it down my face. And the other thing about, like, having a weight issue is like, people don't want to think about it as, like, an addiction. And I kind of get it, because it's so, like, it's so okay in our society, whereas, like, shooting up in a restaurant isn't. But, like, my mom's never going to find me on the floor because I ate too many Cheetos. But, like, I'll lose feet one day, you know, like, so it's a real disorder. And I'm also trying to lose weight while pursuing comedy and trying to date, and it's just, like, the worst. It's like trying to repair your fighter jet mid-battle. Every time you think you have something solved, like, a bullet comes from the other thing that you're not working on right now. So, but then part of me is like, oh, I'm so, people will be, I'll let everyone down because I've gained weight back. Like, anyone fucking cares. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to that show. They'll see I've gained weight again. Who fucking cares? And if you care, fuck you. You know what I mean? Right? Is someone keeping time? No. All right, can I end on a laugh instead of, is someone keeping time? But so I've been seeing a therapist, and she thinks I'm very funny. So get on board. And one of the things we're working on with all this food stuff is also, like, what I want in a man. Like, I'm trying to date, and it's so fucking hard. And she's like, make a list of 100 things you want, and or make a list of what you want. And I made a list of 100, and I'm very hopeful he'll have all of them. But I'll tell you 3 tonight. So this is my intention for a man, okay? One, I want a guy that, like, loves his mom, you know what I mean? And then no other woman but me. Like, I want him to see a woman on the street and be like, they make them that way? Ew. No, thank you. I really want a man who is just a little bit dumb. Just a tiny bit. Just dumb enough to fuck well. That's what I'm looking for. Because I've been with a lot of smart men that are too up here, and it's like, come on, I gotta go watch SVU. Let's wrap it up. So just a little bit dumb. And then this is my last thing, and I don't think it's that big of a deal, but some people think it is. Like, I either want a man that needs he can do neither of these things, but I can't have both. Either he can use a CPAP machine, or he's taller than me. But I'm not a saint. I can't do both. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.